Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. The world around us is constantly changing. On an hour-by-hour or day-by-day basis, the weather is constantly changing. Zoom out a little bit, and winter develops into spring, into summer, into fall. These are fairly straightforward and obvious changes that we observe all the time without any particular intent needed. When we move onto longer periods of time, the changes are less obvious, and noticing them can take a closer observation. To be able to observe and document the slower changes that take place over years, decades, or centuries, we have phenology. Phenology is the study of cyclical and seasonal natural phenomena, and in its most common form, this is done by observing the development or behavior of plants and animals. At the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, we take part in several phenology studies, tracking the development of plants throughout the year, the presence and singing of birds, and the productivity and timing of berry species. Phenology is critical in understanding or even noticing slow change as it takes place around us, which can allow us to react and be prepared for these changes. For any gardeners listening, the knowledge gained through phenology can make a big difference. If we can spot a trend of the last freezes of spring shifting slowly from late May into mid-May, or the first freeze of the fall shifting from late September to mid-September, we've extended our growing season. This could mean a wider selection of suitable crops, larger fruits that develop across the season, or an additional planting. This is what is predicted for Alaska. With these same changes, though, there could be some downsides for native plants. The berries that we are tracking are a good example of this. We track the development of crowberries in a program called Winterberry. These and other berries we have tracked were chosen because they develop later in the summer and often freeze in the fall before they get a chance to rot. Other wild fruits that follow this path and are part of this study are highbush cranberries and rose hips. For these plants, an earlier spring and later fall means that the berries can end up ripening and then rotting before they can freeze. This removes a potential valuable food source for any of the animals that depend on these fruits during the winter. One of the great things about phenology is that it really does not take any equipment beyond a notebook and pencil to start tracking the shifting changes around you. And it is so important that there are a lot of ways that you can take that information and contribute it into nationwide or worldwide pools of data used for research. At the Wing Nature Center, we track the development of 23 species through a program called Nature's Notebook as part of the National Phenology Network. And anyone can set up a Nature's Notebook account and start their own study. There are many plants that you can track through this program, but if you're interested in starting, I recommend fireweed or raspberry as great beginner species that are also widespread. You can even track some of your domestic garden plants, with lilacs being one of the most commonly tracked phenology species. This is Henry Reiske, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.